Republican representatives, including Mary Falzkowski of IRMA and State Senator Tom Tiffany, circulated the bill. Nancy Warren is executive director of National Wolf Watcher Coalition. She says the bill might not hold legal muster since it's an effort to upstage federal law on endangered species. She called the action a publicity stunt that could lead to more poaching.
So that would encourage poaching. It would also, the bill also prohibits DNR from expending any funds for the purpose of managing the wolf population. I think it's more of a damaging publicity stunt just for the purpose to inflame and misinform the public about wolves.
Warren says she understands the loss caused by wolves to farmers, but she says it needs to be put into a different perspective.
Between dairy and beef, Wisconsin has over 24,000 cattle farms with over 1.5 million head of cattle. In 2016, there were only 30 confirmed livestock wolf depredations and 11 probable attacks. The risk to livestock is really low.
Warren says producers are also reimbursed for their losses to wolves. She also disputes the claims made about the impact to the deer population.
Most of the wolves are found in the northern part of our state. And according to the DNR, the population estimates increased over 31% from 2015 to 2016 just in the northern forest zone. Research shows weather and not wolves has the greatest impact on deer population.
We have links to pro and anti-delisting organizations at WXPR.org. Ken Krall, WXPR News.